Strictly speaking, nobody will cast a vote for or against President Obama on November 2nd. The president is not on the ballot, but he is at the center of the political debate. NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports on the president's appearance in campaign ads.
2 years ago, Obama fever was so hot that even some Republicans caught it, like Oregon Senator Gordon Smith.
Who says Gordon Smith helped lead the fight for better gas mileage and a cleaner environment? Barack Obama.
And Smith wasn't the only one. Republican Chris Shays ran for re-election to the House that same year.
The hopefulness of Obama, the straight talk of McCain, it's what Christopher Shays has always stood for.
Both those attempts to ride the Obama coattails failed. Today, Republicans are using the Obama image in a very different way. Ken Goldstein of the University of Wisconsin-Madison says you can learn a lot by watching political ads. They're what poker players call a tell.
Imagine that you'd been away for the last year. You hadn't been following this campaign at all, and you didn't know what Barack Obama's approval rating was. If we just sat down and showed you 10 ads of Democrats in competitive races and 10 ads of Republicans in competitive races, you would know that things were going to be pretty tough for President Obama and the Democrats this fall.
2 years ago, virtually every Democrat included Barack Obama in campaign materials. Today, if you want to see the president with his arm around a Democratic candidate, the best place to look is a Republican ad. Here's Republican Roy Blunt's Senate ad against Democrat Robin Carnahan in Missouri.
Robin Carnahan will say anything to hide her record rubber-stamping the Obama agenda.
It would already have been done if I had Robin Carnahan there.
The disaster.
Republicans are using the president as a weapon, and not only against Democrats. Evan Tracy runs the Campaign Media Analysis Group.
The Tea Party groups that have run ads are really trying to tie Republicans to Obama. This was the case in Alaska with Lisa Murkowski, where the Tea Party group was basically running ads saying that Lisa Murkowski was just like President Obama.
Murkowski lost that race. And just this week, the same thing happened in Delaware, where Tea Party-endorsed Christine O'Donnell successfully used this line of attack against her more moderate Republican opponent.
Michael Castle is attacking working-class Christine O'Donnell, supporting the Obama agenda. Million-dollar bailouts. Michael Castle, yes. O'Donnell will fight them.
In contrast, Democrats are trying to make these elections about individuals. Here's Robin Carnahan's response to Roy Blunt's Senate ad in Missouri.
Congressman Roy Blunt. He seems to think he's running for the Senate against Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi. Hey, Roy, you're running against me.
When Democrats do mention President Obama, it's often to emphasize their distance from him. Here's Democrat Earl Pomeroy's ad for a North Dakota House race.
No, I told the president and congressional leaders to no on cap and trade legislation.
While the Republicans run against the Democratic troika of President Obama, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrats have no high-profile villain. Mr. Obama has been trying to put House Minority Leader John Boehner in that role, but it's a hard sell when many Americans have never heard of Boehner. David Schwartz is chief curator at the Museum of the Moving Image.
So in a funny way, if the Republicans are able to take control of the Senate or the House, then for the Democrats, they can at least start attacking the Republicans that way.
That's exactly what President Clinton did after Republicans took control of Congress in 1994. When Clinton ran for re-election against Bob Dole 2 years later, the president had a perfect foil in House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
All the Clinton ads showed Newt Gingrich with Bob Dole. And Newt Gingrich was not running for president, but Gingrich was kind of seen as a bad guy. And it's like Bob Dole's name became Dole Gingrich. All the ads talked about Dole Gingrich.
Clinton won that race, but it was arguably only because his party lost big 2 years earlier. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.